Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. An exploration of the diverse styles of jazz is coming to the Sophia in Sacramento this week. From Louis Armstrong's early 1920s sounds to swing, bebop, and the avant-garde and jazz fusion of the 1960s and beyond, the evening will honor the legends who shaped the genre. The concert is called Jazz, the Evolution of an American Art Form, and it's taking place this Friday, October 4th. Here to give us a preview is the curator of the series, saxophonist and educator, Jacob Mandrix. Jacob, welcome to Insight.
Thanks, Alan. Great to be here.
I want to start by reading you a famous quote about jazz. It's an anonymous quote, and I'd like you to tell me what this quote means to you and maybe how it resonates with the concert series at the Sophia. Jazz is the purest form of democracy, a music built on individualism and compromise, independence and cooperation. Jacob, what does this make you think about?
It makes me think about jazz. Makes me think about how an ensemble functions, how different cultures have come together and emerged into something of beauty, and how valuable all of that and the concept of democracy and musicianship, and how valuable that all is to everyone.
Yeah. And it's kind of a lead in from our last segment, which is very much about democracy. And this is like a different kind of democracy. You joined us back in May when your concert series at the Sophia just started. Remind our listeners what led you to put this series together.
I think just in particular, the programming of this series has been inspired by a want to educate listeners a little more about the music. That's one thing, because I feel like so many people don't even know exactly what jazz is, or they hear one strain of jazz and they go, oh, that's jazz. They might hear, you know, West Coast cool jazz and they go, oh, that's lovely, that's very nice, or that's what jazz is. But then it's a very wide spectrum of jazz styles that people can listen to. And the idea of this particular show on Friday, well, I'm getting my days mixed up, on October 4th, is to show the audience how to listen to these different styles and to point out some of the characteristics that define each of them.
Well, let's give one a listen. We're going to play a sample of the Maple Leaf Rag. Jacob, can you set this up for us? What style of jazz is this, and why is the Maple Leaf Rag important?
Sure, that's a great question. Thanks, Alan. So Maple Leaf Rag is a composition by Scott Joplin, who many of the listeners probably know was a ragtime composer. And ragtime is one of the influencing musical styles that jazz comes from, along with marching band music and traditional music. This particular recording is performed by Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Feet Warmers. It was recorded in 1932, but it's representative of early jazz, which was first recorded in 1917. And the listeners are going to hear kind of like a party atmosphere. Historians believe that may result from the idea of collective improvisation. So just like what you were talking about before with democracy and people coming together and improvising together in the moment. You're going to hear a little bit of early jazz piano, in particular stride piano, where the left hand of the pianists alternate between bass notes and chords, and the right hand can do more of a syncopated type figure or play melodies. And of course, you'll hear Sidney Bechet's blues-drenched soprano saxophone style.
Well, let's give it a listen. Here's the Maple Leaf Rag. Your show is not just about great music, but also about sharing the history and meaning behind it. Jazz strikes me as almost like a dialect that people like you are passionate about, and passionate about passing it down to people, and also helping people understand the link to other genres that might be more mainstream by modern standards. I wonder if the history of jazz isn't passed on, what will people lose?
That's a great question. A lot, I think. I think so much of the music that we listen to today can be attributed to jazz. And the very concept of hybridity and a constantly evolving art form and constantly evolving anything, really, I think is so important to how we exist as human beings. And the joy that we can get from life. I think that to live a quality of life that's joyful, and I think we can do that through music. I think music is an incredible art and experience for people, but if they don't know how to listen to it and are unable to kind of identify themselves or certain cultural traditions, perhaps, in that music, then maybe they can't experience it on the same level that they could and experience the full potential of the music.
Let's play our next clip. It's called Cottontail. And before we play, can you just give us a really short kind of preview and help our listeners understand what they should be listening for?
Sure. Cottontail was written by Duke Ellington. And this particular recording is of the Blanton Webster version of Duke Ellington's band. It was named that because Ben Webster, the tenor saxophonist, was the soloist in the band, along with Jimmy Blanton, who was a bassist who reinvented the role of the bass. But in short, this song is a contrafact. It's contrary to the fact. It's, in other words, it's based on a pre-existing chord progression written by George Gershwin's I've Got Rhythm. So enjoy this composition from one of the geniuses of music in general, probably one of the greatest composers ever, Duke Ellington.
Let's take a listen. Cottontail. Who's going to be performing as part of your ensemble this Friday? Why did you choose them?
That's a great question. I chose them because they're all pretty much the best musicians I know in Sacramento. We have Joe Gilman playing the piano, Tim Metz playing the drums, bassist Matt Robinson, and trumpeter Mike Rocha.
And this week you'll be highlighting some fusion jazz or jazz rock fusion. Can you talk about that? What is that?
Yeah, that's definitely one aspect of the show that we'll be presenting. Jazz rock fusion is exactly what it sounds like. It's a combination of jazz and certain rock elements. And around the late 1960s, early 70s, jazz musicians started to be influenced by bands like those of James Brown and Sly Stone. And so there was the beat came a little more evenly. The rhythms became a little more maybe repetitive. There were long, like, repetitive sections like bass lines and comping figures and drum patterns. The use of electronic instruments was introduced more. And I think we're going to listen to this one song by the Brecker Brothers, right?
We have Some Skunk Funk.
Exactly. And so you'll hear a lot of that in this track.
Let's give it a listen. Finally, you've got some shows booked through December. Are you planning on continuing the series past the end of the year?
I hope so. I believe I think we've had really good turnouts. People have been loving the shows. We have this show on Friday. It's the Jazz History Show. And then November 14th, I'm actually doing an originals jazz show, which I'm excited about. I haven't presented original music for a while, so I've been writing some new stuff for that. And then on December 20th, the Capital Jazz Project is performing a holiday show, and that'll be a lot of fun too.
And you see this as really an all-ages event? Is everyone invited?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. There's something for everyone in here and all these shows. So I've really enjoyed doing it, and I think that the success that we've had warrants continuing it next year, and I look forward to that.
And what's your favorite part of doing a series like this? What really jumps out at you as the most pleasurable?
I think connecting with the listeners and talking with them afterwards and hearing how the music has had a positive impact on their well-being, their state of mind, and the educational value that people, a community, can get from exploring different styles of music.
Well, Jacob, this conversation has had a positive impact on my mind, and I love loving the music, and I hope people check out your show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Jacob Manrix is a saxophonist and educator, as well as a performer and curator of an ongoing jazz series at the Sophia. The next concert in the series is Jazz, the Evolution of an American Art Form, this Friday, October 4th. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.